According to one and all present here, as we know, primary duties of Indian Navy is to ensure safety and security of maritime interests of the country. And it's a well-known fact, key of effectively countering any threat is its early detection. Early detection of any threat and understanding of surrounding allow us utilizing our available resources in effective manner. A clear understanding of surrounding related to maritime domain is what we call as MDA, Maritime Domain Awareness. For surveillance, we gather data using high-end technical equipments like radars, UAVs, satellite, patrolling through vessel or aircraft. Sensor we use for data gathering are of two types, one active, one passive. As we all know, active sensors transmit some form of energy, and passive sensors, they actually receive what was transmitted by some other sensor or reflected by some object. In case of hostile situation, use of active sensor may not be advisable, as it can easily be picked up by ESM system. And second option what we have is, we can send one observer. Let's say one patrolling vessel we are sending in the area for information gathering. But again, it will put life of observer in the danger. So again, it is not advisable. In case of hostile situation, we can use UAV and satellite image. That will be more effective than sending someone or transmitting using active sensors. Data we gather using satellite, UAV, or patrolling aircraft, patrolling vessel, or their systems, and the amount of data which is converted to information is very less, and most of the data converted into information manually, which is not the best option we have. Data size increases, then time taken for analyzing the data will also increase. In some cases, this time delay is not acceptable. Let's say SAR missions, such as rescue missions. For better understanding of it, let's say one aircraft somewhere in the Arabian Sea, and in that particular area, as of now, as per the person sitting in the plane, no vessel is operating in the area. But suddenly observer sees one naval vessel in the area, they have one silhouette image, and after some time they have one clear optical image. Now, what are the options they have? The observer, what can he do? He don't have any information about the vessel. First, he uses his own experience, his previous knowledge, or available data, give some information about the vessel. Second, he can transmit this image back to base and ask if they can provide some information. Or third option, assume they have one system on board which has already picked up its target, and all the information about this target are available on the screen. We'll take one more example. Let's say one vessel is operating somewhere in IOR, and by int they have information that the naval vessel will be operating in the area, friendly countries. Both the vessel they have tracked or marked on the map or radar, but suddenly the OW, he sees one more vessel without any AIS data. That means there are chances that this vessel can be naval vessel. After some time, this naval vessel is visible over the horizon. And now OW, he's sure, but he thinks it's a naval vessel. So what my point is, now, what option the OW has? First, he tells his entire bridge team to start going through Jens book of neighboring countries. Let's say can we continue? So first thing is, OW can tell his bridge team to go through the Jens books. We are assuming that we are operating in, let's say, China region. So there are possibility of this vessel belonging to China. चाइनीज नेवी, इंडियन नेवी, मॉरिशस नेवी, श्रीलंकन नेवी, बट अज्यूम दिस नेवी वेसल डज नॉट बिलोंग टू दीज नेवीज, इज फ्रॉम अदर पार्ट. सो दैट मीन्स वी हैव टू गो थ्रू लॉट ऑफ डेटा अंटिल वी रीच द पॉइंट वेर वी कैन टेल कि ओके दिस वेसल बिलोंग्स टू सो एंड सो कंट्री. We send this data back to base Redwater, or we can contact them on RT, open source ports, UHF VHF channel, channel 16. For third, assume they have one PC-based system, which is interfaced to their long-range surveillance camera that we have on board, and camera has already picked up the target, and all the information about the targets are available on the screen. If I have to be the person who has to make choice, I will go for the option C. Today, I am here to explain this AI-based system for vessel detection, risk classification, and identification. When I say detection, that means presence of any boat, ship, or vessel-like object in the given input image or video. It will tell whether this ship or vessel belongs to military or civil. The civil vessel or the military vessel. Identify. That means the system will tell if the target we have detected and classified as a military vessel is an Indian Naval warship, type frigate, and P-17. System I'm going to present takes the input or the video file as an input and gives some information on the target, like country for output we'll discuss now. First thing, it will tell target location, heading, bearing, and the range. Second, it will be interfaced to our ship's household data. So it will tell our location, heading. Third, type of vessel, that's a military or civil. If civil vessel is detected, then it will tell, it will give all the AI data we have. If it's a military vessel, then it will give country of origin, type, and the class of vessel. Issue with PPT. So what other information we can give is all the vessel of same class, same type, belongs to same country. Like we'll say ki P-17, there are Shivalik, Sayadri, Sukura. Next thing, it will give all the radar fitted on board, ESW complex, their decoy system, and all the information that we can get from Gensbook. System consists of three layers. Layer one takes as input and it will give number of target in the image, draw bounding box around all the target, it will give an export value, assign a class. Class means civil or military. Four means it will give one probability of the target, particular target belonging to a particular class, assigned class. Data along with GPS, AI data that we are getting from own sensors, other input, if any given, input data, and the image. It will be fed to layer 2. It will correlate all the data and it will generate data. So I am calling layer 1 as a classification layer. Layer 2 fed data to mapping layer. It will give correction in the bounding box. Let's say this bounding box is not properly aligned as per the orientation of target. So we need heading also. If we align, it will give correction to bounding box also. The entire data will be fed. That is nothing but data presentation layer. It will present output to the user. Now I will show one or two images, the results. ask for file input, file for image, and for live video video. Second output, priority area. This is not compulsory, but we can give. The one output, there are nothing presenting. Okay, the system. Taken sort of Google Map by Isaac Harper. I will be feeding this image to the system. The output of first layer. As we can see, it's a bounding box, there is class, there is score, and the mask. Output, I'm talking about a layer 2. So bounding box is aligned as per the orientation of target. The output of the final layer, layer 3. As I don't have any GPS, EAS, ability. Interface of my system is a blank or random value. Split of data. Symbolic share structure of dimension, weight, assembly, missile, gun mount, ASW complex, EW, decoy, CMS system, and the radar fitted on board. Can please press there is a video, sir. I want to play this. This is the screen of my laptop. That's it. Type of input, I have given I, such area I have defined as India. Now there are two areas only, India and Pakistan. Accepting money base. Within 10 or 15 seconds, the data about the weapons are so for target up to 5 target in a single image, system takes around 10 to 15 seconds. I have taken around 10 seconds of time, question time. Around 85% on my own data. Detection accuracy is around 97%. Second one is image seen sort of by the harbor, the fishing harbor. There are around 6 target available. So 85%. Was able to pick up 96 targets. At 60%, it was able to pick up 101 targets. Now we'll be discussing applications. Data gathered from any satellite assigned for surveillance of a particular port can be analyzed using the system in offline or online mode. All the vessels leaving harbor or entering harbor will be recorded in some, let's say, Excel format with timestamp. So we will have information. This vessel has left the harbor at this time. This vessel entered the harbor at this time. Surveillance data gathered from UAV or surveillance aircraft can be analyzed using system. This system, these results can be very helpful. Surveillance vessel, surveillance missions, and tactical decision making. During search and rescue mission, system can be proved very handy. In TA, we have data of friendly naval vessels and AIS, that is civil vessels. But using this system, if we interface this MD with MDA, then we can have data of other naval vessels also present in the area. For monitoring fishing and suspicious activity, unreported fishing, unregulated fishing activity can be monitored. This is the security of internal water. system I have designed only for the optical imaging, but with minor modification, the system can be used for synthetic aperture radar images also. Like right now, we are feeding image to layer 1 and EH data to layer 2. Now we will move EH data from layer 2 to layer 1. It will give same results for SAR images also. This system is designed only for aerial images, but we can use it with shipborne camera or submarine-borne cameras. Surveillance aircraft, they get the silhouette image of target, which can also be used for the target identification. System is designed for optical image analysis. With integration of CMS and MDA, we can use it for ADS Bravo, ES, the target classification also. Its applications are beyond maritime domain also. We can use it for aircraft classification, identification, or the military vehicle identification.
May I request questions from the audience?
Sir. Yes, sir. Sir.
Sir. How have you trained your model? How many images have you taken for training your model? And how is this model actually recognizing a ship? From where have you got all these images for training this?
Sir, initially what I thought ki I will use feature-based approach for identification of ships, but that is not possible because we know we don't have hundreds of images of particular vessel. Let's say Indian vessel we can have, but what about other countries? So finally I reached this approach where what I'm doing is I'm using a layer 1 which will tell me it's a civil vessel or military vessel. If it's a civil vessel, I will stop my entire processing. I will say ki, okay.
My question is more elementary than that. How is it recognizing it as a vessel, first of all?
Vessel, sir. So, like this model I've used, sir. I've used again transfer learning. Original model was trained on CocoSat. That is for common objects. Around 80 objects are there for training them, sir. So it's a feature based one. Same way we are using our phone camera, it's showing ki, okay, one page is there. Features based.
These models are available. That's what my question is. These models, many of these models are available on GitHub also, sir. Which they have to, you have to just, you know, do some tinkering and using them here.
Yes, sir.
But after that, you have to train them for your use. How have you trained them?
Sir, I have trained my model for only detection and classification between military and civil. When I have military vessels, sir. So as we can all know that in satellite image, we cannot tell by seeing the features. Ye vessel P-17 hai. So only feature we have is length and breadth. That is the output of layer 2. As you see in that.
Okay, we have understood that you are not detecting the particular type of the class or the shape or something. You are detecting whether it is a military vessel or not. And sir, if it is a military vessel, then what is the composition? That has been understood well.
Yes, sir.
But now the question what was sir asking is, what is my question also, that in plain terms, what is the data set? What are the images? And what is the number of images? Basically, you have gone to Google Map or maybe from satellite. Have you captured the images yourself? And what is the size of the data set? Because the entire results which you get depend on the data set.
Sir, I have used around 3,800 images. Out of which around 1,500 images were I have taken from DSCR data set. Remaining images, I have taken screenshot of Google Map. From Karachi to Indian Harbor and China's harbors.
And then who carried out the labeling of that image?
Labeling, sir, I used my course. That time I was in Valsura. I had very good course.
So you have labeled 3,800 images, and yes, as that whether that image belongs to a naval ship or a warship,
yes,
or it belongs to a merchant ship.
Yes, sir.
And in case of whether when it belongs to a warship, then you have labeled those images.
No, sir.
As
no,
the system wise also.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
Once I have one target which says it belongs to a military vessel, then I will go for length and breadth. Because that,
okay,
is the only
so once
thing that
you have classified. So basically, how many images were out of the data set of 3,800 how many were generally military ships and what are the composition? So 50 or 80 components?
Around 60-40.
Okay. 60% data of
military, sorry, civil vessels.
You would have, like, it's very likely that your data was already biased because generally,
yes,
in
sir.
Any such composition, we will have very less military vessels.
Yes, sir.
Compared to, because shipping industry has lots of food, right? So now once you got the data of the warships, so then your system is about able to, you know, classify. Okay, getting the length and breadth is easy. Okay, that is understood.
Sir.
But the system wise also, like with guns and with radars, you are able to classify that as well, right?
Sir, I have got this length, then I am matching this length to Jane's book.
Okay, you just check the length and then you go to map the Jane's book. Okay.
Yes, sir.
But it can be wrong also because.
Sir, in length finding, I don't have any image of higher resolution, so I will be having accuracy of 5 meters. That means.
Understood that, but the same length ship may, the same length and breadth ship may, there may be many ships.
Yes, sir.
Many countries and they,
sir,
can, yes, be of many different, having different weapon fitment also. So, how do you think that? Because you are saying that just by measuring the length and width of the ship, you will be able to classify the weapon system of the ship.
Sir, as of now, I don't have any data, multiple images of the same class. So,
yeah, that is,
sir,
the point.
Let's say I have created one image, that's a P-17.
That point is understood well. That point is understood that you are not,
sir, I mean,
you are not
that
classifying a particular class of ship. That is understood. What I'm saying is that this is also understood that, and that's a good work you have done, that you have taken the image that be able to classify,
sir,
a military ship and a normal ship. That's great, and being able to find out the length and breadth of the ship also. That's, you know, it's very good work. And after that, you have taken the data and mapped from James and then got this. That is maybe you would like to improve on. That's my, because the same head weight, width and height and all those parameters you may think. There can be many ships of many various countries. And you know, when we are such doing such application of such models, we need to be very sure that we are firing on a, we are identifying friendly ship or non-friendly ship.
Sir, my plan
with
was.
With this, I would like to audience to ask any question.
The Jane's book is open source. Yes, sir. Sir, I have. Yes, sir. There's a, yes, a PDF, sir. PDF. Sir, I have converted entire PDF into Excel sheet.
He would have been able to scrap the PDF easily. That's. Do we have any more questions from the audience?
Yeah, I'll have one last question if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Optical imaging. Yes, sir. Optical imaging only, sir. Camera images. Sir, that's why I'm saying we can use SAR imaging also, sir. Sir. Yes.
No, and you said you can also use it for UAV images or you know, aircraft images.
Yes.
But again, the algorithm is trained for a satellite image.
Sir,
how will it work with a UAV image?
Sir, that I have shown as a future scope. We can, again, the layer one, we will retrain the model.
Work in progress, you will have to do it.
Yes.
That is saying that the image analysis techniques which are there, they can be used for, obviously, for UAV, but not its present work can be extended to.
Yes.
So, is there any question? One last question we take from Professor Nama.
About one image you said, right, where aircraft is coming and then it is looking. Is it that kind of scenario? In that kind of scenario, aircraft can be at different heights, right?
Yes.
Does the height matter from where you take these images?
It matters. Because we have to find the length of target that, yeah, depends upon the height of camera.
In that case, like,
yes,
is it, I'm trying to see what would be the major challenge, why we really need AI here, because the dimension of our civil ships could be very different from our warships, right? Is,
yes,
it not like just comparing, looking at the dimensions, you already know what kind of ship it is. At least your first decision is to decide whether it's a warship or a normal ship, right? Is that dimension is not a, just rule-based decision is not enough, why you need to train something?
Sir, for military and civil, I am training a feature based.
Sorry, I am interrupting. Being an ex-officer, maybe I'll be able to. Sir, the problem here is, at sea, a lot of ships look similar. UK Navy, US Navy operate something called oilers and other ships, which are called tankers, basically fleet support ships. From far, to a naked eye, to an untrained eye, for a youngster who is out on watch and the bridge wings, for him it will look like a merchant ship. To identify that as a enemy support ship, and to classify ships of similar types which look similar from a certain angle, like there are landing helicopter docks of US Navy, LHDs, WASP plus, they look quite similar from the front. If you look at that, look at them, they look quite similar to a aircraft carrier. We may mistake it for an aircraft carrier, whereas it may be a LHD. So identifying that, I mean, what he can further progress, what I may foresee is that it should be able to detect it from all angles other than just an aerial photograph.
That also, Professor pointed out a very interesting question, is that the height of the camera is going to affect your length and width. And that's one of the primary factors, because you're going to check gains with that, right?
Yes.
How do you ensure that the images are all taken with the same height?
Sir, I'm not in charge, sir. Okay. I will take the altitude of.
So how do you like flying what kind craft. Of technique you're using? Sir? What kind of technique you're using basically to. So that if a. Suppose there is a larger ship and a smaller ship, and they are taken from the different height, they will have same kind of image, right?
Well, let's say I'm saying for satellite imaging, sir. Satellite will not come closer or it will not go away. So it will be on same height. If I want to use the same application to service aircraft, that time I have to record this height. That's why I'm saying it will be interfaced to the onboard sensors.
You are saying that height is also recorded at
yes.
That's good thing. So your paper, your work is well appreciated. I would now request Simran to take the proceedings forward.